what happens when the grandfather of the symphony takes on one of the brightest rising stars in classical music as his student? They shape history, of course. Joseph Haydn was already regarded as the finest composer of the era by the time he met a 22-year-old Ludwig van Beethoven. With 100 symphonies already under his belt, it was safe to say that Haydn had a lot to pass on to that young composer. Beethoven was particularly keen to dive into writing for the string quartet, and Haydn was a master of the medium, so it seemed like a perfect fit. And so Beethoven began his studies with Haydn almost immediately after moving to Vienna, learning all he could about not only quartets, but writing techniques that would influence all of his future music, including his symphonies. Even though their relationship was a little tumultuous, Beethoven would not have been the composer he was without Haydn's patient encouragement and teachings. What Haydn had started in shaping the genres of the string quartet and the symphony, Beethoven ran with and expanded into things the world had never seen or heard before. Haydn had gathered a lifetime of knowledge, and he passed it on to the next generation through Beethoven and his other students, technique and enthusiasm flowing from one master to another. Music wouldn't exist without teachers. At NWPB, we celebrate teachers every day through music. Passing the Baton, a music moment on NWPB Classical.